Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, unhappily traveling through space on a wet mud ball. Hey everyone, Tee Public is having a big old sale of all their tees this month, including ours. So if you've ever wanted some sweet Sans Pants merch, like a tee of a giant horse looking majestic while listening to some sweet jams, now's the time to do it. Just head on over to teepublic.com/store/SansPantsRadio and peruse what we have on offer. Also, if you're tired of ads and just want that sweet, sweet content, why not help support the show by signing up to Sans Pants Plus over at SansPantsPlus.com. For less than 25 cents an episode, you get ad-free early access to all our shows across the Sans Pants Radio Network, as well as a slew of bonus content like Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where Jack tells a true spooky story and we have to reasonably work out how it happened. It's a lot of laughs for not that much. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey everybody.
How you doing? And welcome to
What's up?
Everybody having a good day? That's good. I just like checking in on you. Welcome to today's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Belletta.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
Today's topic is Knuckles. I hope that came across. We cracked our knuckles if it didn't. If it did, I'm sorry I ruined it by pointing out what it was. I'm embarrassed for me. Worst thing to punch with your knuckles?
What?
What's the worst thing to punch with your knuckles?
Your other hand. No. Knuckles are knuckles.
I can do that right now.
It hurt.
Ow!
Yeah, see, it's the worst because you hurt yourself twice.
And like, imagine if you did it with such force that your hands broke each other.
Evenly.
Yeah, like, so you just accidentally, you destroyed your hands and were just wrist to wrist. Because your hands are disintegrated
see,
from the impact.
Worst thing to punch with the knuckles. Your other knuckles.
Is your other knuckles. Surely there's a worse thing in the world than just that.
You ever punch diamonds?
Again, no, but that, can you still only do damage to one hand in that
situation?
What
if I punch
double
the diamond?
Punch.
Yeah, with a double punch.
What?
Somebody brings me the largest, world's biggest zirconian diamond, and I'm like, sick diamond, be ashamed if I double punched it. Bam! Oh no, my knuckles. Ow! Why'd you bring me the diamond? You knew I was going to punch it. I really didn't, Jackson.
Not a thought of that.
That's honestly a shock. I thought you'd be impressed that I had the world's largest zirconium diamond. I
didn't steal it. I wasn't going to punch
it. You punched it. I don't know why you hit it. Are you mad at it? Are you mad at the diamond industry? Yes.
They've got a real... Actually, diamond industry, interesting thing. Diamonds aren't actually that valuable. They just...
What about blood diamonds?
They're made with the blood of innocent children, I believe.
There's a value there of sorts.
How much is a life worth, Dushar?
That's the question we got to ask.
Depends. Is it a good one?
Yeah. How much for a good life?
Oh, it depends.
Give me a price.
Yeah. How many diamonds would Jeff Goldblum be worth?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Well, he's
life.
Lived too long, so his value's going down
Jeff
now.
Jeff Goldblum, so he's in his
still
prime.
An angel, yeah. If anything, he's cooler now than he's ever been.
He's so smooth. You know that?
Like, imagine Jeff Goldblum when he wakes up now, we're sure he'll be like, this is just the same. I've just been doing the same thing. I get that, and I'm only 26.
Maybe you should not judge Jeff Goldblum's life by your own.
Yeah. You're living a trash life. He's living an amazing life.
I have a great life.
Like, not as good as Jeff Goldblum.
Probably better.
Well, let's get him on the show.
We should.
Jeff. Now we double punch him. Jackson has got my good friend Jeff Goldblum. Bam! Oh, why'd you... Why? It hit me so hard in the stomach. Definitely didn't expect that. Didn't expect you to punch Jeff Goldblum. He's a celebrated, beloved actor. Yeah, I'm mad at him, the diamond industry.
Is Jeff Goldblum in Cats and Dogs?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, see, that's why. He lived too long.
No. He loved that movie.
I love that movie.
That movie's terrible, but Jeff Goldblum's
good.
Zoe,
you only love that. You love that for two reasons, in fact. There's cats in it, and Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Three, Jeff Goldblum sings a funny little song in it.
Yeah, but if you take Jeff Goldblum out of it, he's not singing.
It's still a good song.
But it's still...
It's fine.
Anyway.
Jeff Goldblum in that film, what he's trying to work on is a way to stop people smelling dogs or being allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
It's foolish. Then he gets his son a dog just to test on it. That's
and then the dog,
immoral.
And then the dog is a spy.
Here's what pisses me off about cats and dogs.
Yep.
So the golden retriever pup,
yep.
He's like going to be a spy. Yeah.
Yep.
And the big older German shepherd dog who's like the... Yeah, I'm gonna
I like to imagine that's the Leroy Jethro Gibbs of the
it
dog
is.
World.
It is.
Wait, hang on. Golden retriever. You're talking, surely you mean like Beagle. The main
oh, yeah,
dog,
Beagle. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. My bad. Those are the protagonist dogs. It's either a golden retriever or a Beagle. Anyway, the kennel is a portal to the underground dog spy network.
But a human had to have built
it. Yeah, so what the fuck's going on there? Same with like all the squeaky toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just like some evil, maybe good scientist who's invented dog
spies.
No,
because like if you put...
Yeah.
No, and he even is, if you install a kennel, like because humans have to put a kennel there, like as in like if I have a dog...
All the kennels are made by the spy company.
But it doesn't...
Posing.
It doesn't matter.
Because
it, matter.
It connects to a tunnel. That's the problem.
Fuck, they'll put the normal humans will put the kennel in and then the kennel industry spy situation will dig a hole from under up.
I see what you mean.
You keep saying situation, but I think you mean corporation.
The fuck, I don't give a shit anymore. I'm so mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Don't like Jeff Goldblum. Don't like cats.
No, I like Jeff Goldblum. I just think he's too old. Like, I just don't think his life is at its prime now.
You think he's on the downhill?
Yeah.
Give him a prediction for death. Like I did, sure. This is a sweet reminder. I don't know when this episode comes. She might be dead by the time this episode comes out. But if it's not, everybody go on your phone. And if we go to, what is it? June 7th, Cher dies.
That's
just a reminder. It's in 2 weeks as of recording this episode. I don't know when this episode will come out. But
definitely later than 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. So she'll be dead by the time this episode. Rest in peace, Cher. It's very sad that she passed. There we go. Now it's timely. But now that Cher's dead, we can make a prediction on Jeff.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Dusha? You think he's past his prime? How long's he got?
I reckon Jeff Goldblum's one of those people that's going to live past 100.
Ooh, nah. Not much past. I can see 102.
102, 103.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like 117.
I'm going to give him 20 years. He'll die aged 84 because he is currently 64, too old.
84. Jeff Goldblum dead at 84. You heard it here first, folks.
So let's say this exact day, which is spoilers. You're listening to something we recorded in the past. Today's date is
twist.
The 22nd of May,
mm-hmm.
2017. He's going to die on the 22nd of May, 2037.
Yep. Chuck that in your phone.
Yep.
It's a while ahead.
Wait it out.
Buy a new phone, put it in that one.
You got to make sure you got to keep it going. And if you have in 20 years, come contact us.
I'll be 46. I'll be dead. I would have also been past my prime.
When's prime for you?
30?
30 is not prime. I feel like 30 is the start of the downhill.
Actually, yeah, fair.
Goodbye, Jos Hammond. Jos Hammond's at the cusp. He's on his way down now.
Officially over the hill.
He's over the hill. Goodbye, Jos Hammond. Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. What about punching yourself?
Well, I did. That was me punching.
No, not your knuckles, like your body.
Punch yourself in the face.
Let's see how hard we can punch ourselves in the stomach.
Ow.
Why did you?
No, don't punch your boob. I'm not going to punch my ball. I'm going to punch myself in the stomach. You ready?
One, yep.
Two,
three. Okay, it hurt a bit. I tensed. I shouldn't have tensed. I'm going to try without tensing. Ah! Okay, so Zoe's just wailing on her stomach.
Well, either I'm super strong or super weak.
You guys a fan of your knuckles?
I have a not bad pair of knuckles.
Not a pair, like, bad.
I have one.
Those are good knuckles.
Yeah, like they're not bad.
Show us. It's
got like a little blemish on it.
Let's see.
But other than that.
Oh, my hands are covered in scars. It makes me cooler.
I also am covered in scars, but they're from cats.
I have a scar from falling out a window when I was a baby, but like.
No, see, like, hang on. I don't know if I'll be able to get close enough to show you, but yeah, like, if you look at my knuckles, they're just covered in scars.
From punching shit?
I guess.
I guess. I don't know what I do.
I don't know. Solving crime, maybe.
Solving crime, and every crime you solve with a punch.
I'm going to tell this story just because it relates to punching.
Okay. But,
I'll finish the story, and then we'll decide if we keep it in or not. I'm Spoilers, excited. If we get to the end of the story and you're hearing it, listeners.
We kept it in.
We kept it in. So at work the other day, don't worry about it. Just cut this part out. It's not a good story.
Did you punch a dude?
Nah, like, actually, it is kind of good.
Well, fuck. Just tell the story.
All right.
We'll deal with it afterwards.
People snuck into a cinema, and then they were hassling people.
Yeah.
Rude.
And, like, one of our staff one of the people I work with tried to get them to leave. Mm. They were like, nah. So we called security, and then they ran out. But then an angry European dad came out. He's like, where'd they go? And I was like, they left. Don't worry about it. He's like, they're hustling my kids. If I see them, I'm going to punch their heads in.
That's amazing.
And then security, which, you know, you would think that security would be like, don't worry about it, sir. Like, he was like, I'll take you to them. And he was like, they deserve to be taught a lesson.
That's amazing. And did the dad just wail on
him? No, they didn't run into each other. But security was real mad. He's like, I can't hit him. But if that guy did.
No, nothing I can do.
Yeah, nothing I can do.
That reminds me of once I was on a train. I might have told the story before, but hey, here it is again. I was on a train back in the day. It's late at night. We stop at this kind of scummy station.
Yep.
And there's these kids on the train and they're in the door. And they're playing around in the door of the train. And the station master's like, look at those people in there. We need to leave. Kids, there's people in the door. Please move. Kids don't. Guy goes, Lasby, you're right. Because we really need to head off. Kids in the door. Please move or we'll come make you move. Kids don't move. So the guys, the station masters come out to these roughneck, bloody, no good neck kids. But these station masters, they're like weedy little. They don't know what they're doing. And they're like, got to get off. It becomes a fight.
Mm.
But like an embarrassing, these kids are like 18, don't know how to fight. One guy takes his headphones of his iPod and just like uses them like a whip on one of the station masters. That's just a Zoe laugh.
No, that's okay. The first noise is the one that confused me.
It's just a basic Zoe. It's all just like honking.
It is.
It's all just basic goose noises. Anyway, then
your laugh used to be so different.
It just changes all the time.
It's amazing. If you listen back, and it's noticeable with all of us, listen back to like the first, couple episodes.
You have early fucking on. Stupid accent.
I do. I talk kind of like this, and I don't know why. Let it go.
I don't know.
Now I'm like,
glad
I don't fucking know what's happening.
My voice has just gotten slightly deeper, and I sound older.
Yeah, not much has changed for JD. Anyway.
Handsomer.
We're watching these guys fight.
Yep.
I'm sitting in one carriage. It's happening in the next carriage along. This old fella, got to be around 60. He's just like, I've had enough. He stands up, goes between carriages, and just beats the shit out of the kids.
Good.
He just wailed on them. Then he came back and sat down, and the train moved. It was amazing.
That's the kind
old people
of hero
fighting
you need.
Young people. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
That's so good.
Like proper old people giving it to whippersnappers. I'm sad that when I'm old, I won't be strong. You know what I mean?
You start now, you will be strong.
No, I'm not starting. it's not happening. Like we could pretend that maybe
when
one
you're
day
old,
I'll be
though,
strong.
Like you have weapons, like a cane.
That's true. That is
you
a weapon.
You don't need to be
we
strong.
We allow the elderly to carry weapons.
Yeah.
Well, they need it for protection.
That's true. Electrify that cane. That's what I do with my cane.
Hide a baton in the cane. So you're like, oh, he's just going to wail on me with a cane, and then pulls out a baton out of the cane.
You know what I'll do? I'll have an adder. Inside the cane. And I'll unscrew the end and be like, oh, you think you want to fight an old man, do you? Then I'll shake the adder out and the adder will get the kids or me.
Best trick in the game. Shake out an adder, get bit and die.
That's the gamble.
Best way to win a street fight is to die
from an adder. That's the gamble. That's the risk.
Those kids would never get into another fight with that. You would have taught them the ultimate lesson. They'd be like, remember the time we started a fight and then we watched a man die from self-inflicted snake wounds?
If the kid saved my life, that'd be such a strange situation.
I like to imagine
who's to blame? What happens there?
I like to imagine that you get bit, they resuscitate you, and while they're resuscitating you, the adder is still on the loose, bites them, you're just like, gotcha, and you leave. Kids die.
I stuff the adder back in the game. Head first.
Just get in there.
Screw on the bottom, carry on my way.
Two dead kids, taught a lesson.
Taught a lesson. Learned them good. What are they going to do now? Nothing, exactly. What are we talking about? Knuckles.
We're
That's
back.
Good. That's how would you make your cane a weapon? It's the most knuckle-related hypothetical I can think of. I've got adder up the cane.
The classic started because old... I said I was hiding a baton in it.
Yeah, is that your choice?
No, fire.
Oh, like a flamethrower. Yeah. Burn some kids.
Oh wait, am I hiding something in a cane to fight?
To fight children. The kids are going to come for you. You
another
have to be ready.
A ruly teen, an unruly teen.
Up the cane.
Up the cane.
Shake him out. He's like, "Hey, leave my grandpa alone. Your own grandson."
No, you just make him call you grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. Well done, Jimmy. Back in the game.
Like, come see my family.
No, Jimmy. Shut the fuck up.
I'm your family now, Jimmy.
Get back in the cave.
All you need is a grandpa. That's enough. I feel like if I was a teen...
Jimmy and the cane.
Jimmy, that's a good crime show. Not a great crime show. I feel like if I was a teen and I was hassling a grandpa and he pulled out a cane that had a boy in it...
I really want to call the police.
I'd stop hassling that grandpa because...
He might kidnap you.
Yeah, well, that's the fear. What if I end up in the cane? What about you,
He
Zoe?
Just takes the weakest one.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Or the strongest one from every teen group he fights.
Ooh,
has a lot of canes.
A lot of canes, a lot of boys.
A lot of boys. These are thick canes. They'd have to be.
I want mine to have like a blinding strobe light in it.
That's good. Like permanently blind to the teens?
Oh, no.
Because that's the ultimate lesson. Because you can leave.
Jackson killed them.
No, he killed himself.
Then I killed him.
Yeah.
You're kidnapping some of them.
Maybe. Or just threatening them.
Blinding them's great. Because you blind them and they're never going to do a crime again.
Can't be unruly teens anymore.
Yeah, you can't be unruly if you're blind.
Yeah.
The blind are so ruly.
They're the ruliest of people. The blind.
Imagine like a cane where you could just like a strobe light but took someone's ability to smell away.
Would you notice? Do I notice how much I smell in my day-to-day? Hang on, let me take a whiff. I just smell the mic.
But you can smell something. Imagine if it was just gone.
My yaya doesn't have a sense of smell. She lost it in a licorice factory incident. And it affects her daily life.
Was the incident, like, licorice-related?
She won't expand on it anymore.
Well, that's mysterious. Licorice
there was
is a strong...
incident at the licorice factory, and now my yaya can't smell.
See, I imagine it's like...
She's the toughest broad I know. She fought an intruder. I mentioned this.
Yeah.
She fought an intruder recently.
Maybe we should all go sniff too much licorice.
Yeah.
See if we can lose our sense of smell.
And then
all your other,
tough.
You know, they say you lose one sense or the other senses are heightened.
Except for smell, it like diminishes your capacity to taste.
But the thing, if I get rid of my sense of smell...
Yeah.
Oh, so smell doesn't make my hearing better?
Oh, it might. It might make your sight and hearing better, but you
it will
lose
diminish your
taste. But the way you eat, I can't imagine you taste food anyway.
Not really.
No.
Basically, like, I just swallow.
Yeah, you eat like a goose or a duck.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't chew.
Huh? I put the food in my mouth. And
force
then,
it down the throat?
Yeah.
More of a gullet.
Yeah.
See, like a duck. I do have more of a gullet than a
And
throat.
Then you make like a duck noise afterwards.
That's only if I'm eating quick.
Which is always.
I don't know how to savor things. It's true. That means I always finish my meal early. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Here's a piece of totally pointless, useless information. So whenever I go on out with my girlfriend, I always piss. And I was like, why do I always piss? Why am I always getting up in the middle of our date or whatever and going and taking a piss? Then I realized she eats quite slow. And
you
I
get
eat quite,
bored.
No.
So you piss.
I'm like, well, fuck this. No, because I we
Every
get there.
Time.
She also doesn't get a drink. She just nurses her water.
Oh, I hate
so
that.
I sit down. Oh, I know. Get a drink. I sit down, scull my water.
Yeah.
Then what? I'll order a drink. Scull the drink. Then I get my food, eat my food. She's still in the middle of her food, hasn't even touched her water. Then I have another drink after I finish my meal, and at that point...
Piss
City. Anyway, that's a personal mystery that I solved through some basic piss math.
My beard is getting way too long.
Yes. Yes, it is. Please shave it.
I dropped my electric razor in the sink, and it broke, though.
Just use Dollar Shave Club.
Eh?
You know, Dollar Shave Club. They deliver high-quality razors right to your door for less than you're probably used to paying.
Huh.
Yeah, no more waddling to the store for you, you potato man.
That's hurtful. You're mean.
Just head to dollarshaveclub.com and pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. That's literally all there is to it.
Do you use it, though?
Do I have a beard?
No.
Yeah, exactly. I get a first-class shave with my executive razor, and when I use it with the Dr. Carver's shave butter, the blade just gently glides from the smoothest shaved imaginable.
That sounds crazy good. Man, you know what? My beard's days are numbered.
Oh, thank God. Well, here's your chance to see why over 3 million members, like me, love the Dollar Shave Club. Right now, you can get your first month of the club for as little as $5. After that, it's just a few bucks more a month. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality and value of all of their products, there's no long-term commitment or any hidden fees. There's no reason not to join. And you know what, Jackson? I've even got a little special deal for you.
What?
Get yours at the dollarshaveclub.com/shut up.
Oh.
That's dollarshaveclub.com/shut up. Like, shut up a second. This show.
What? Goodbye, beard. Hello, gross chin.
Oh, I did not think this through.
Anyway, let's talk about the history of Knuckles. What was I going to do my history on? It's been so long. I had a whole thing.
You worked so hard. We saw you studying.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about Punch. Like the drink.
Well, yeah, funny.
Because.
Hang on. Why is it called Punch? Why is fruit punch?
Well, I did not find that fact. Maybe because you. Like, I'm not even going to look it up.
Punch it down.
Yeah, you punch it down. So I'm like, time to make a punch. I get an apple, punch it until it's juice.
Mm.
Get an orange, punch it till it's juice.
Mm.
Put it in a bowl, put a bit of rum in there,
mm.
feed it to pirates.
Mm.
You're making strange noises. No, because then like it would just be juice, not punch.
Well, juice, it needs to have booze in it.
Because you juice fruit to get juice.
But we were saying you punch the juice out.
That's the difference.
No, but you're saying that the only difference between juice and punch
the
is
method.
That there's alcohol.
Well, I'm
no,
taking
the method
it back.
Of getting the juice out of the fruit.
Okay, it's because...
It was invented by Sir Reginald Punch?
Yes. Absolutely. Sir Reginald Punch, inventor of the punch.
And his brother, Jeffrey Punch.
Yep. The Punch brothers. The Punch hombres. They were like, I'm sick of all of these liquids, that these alcoholic drinks that don't come in a bowl.
And what's wrong with wanting a bit of a fruity drink whilst I'm getting off my tits?
Not many people know this, but they actually invented the punch bowl before they invented punch. Because they're the Punch brothers.
Yeah, they invented the bowl and they're like, no one really wants this bowl. What if we invent a liquid specific for the bowl?
Exactly. It's the only bowl-specific liquid, and that's what makes punch so notable.
Do you know the song Rockefeller Skank?
I don't.
No.
By Fatboy Slim?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Like, the chorus is like, check it out now,
yeah.
Funk Soul
Oh,
Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it out now, Funk Soul Brothers.
Yeah, no, I've just got Punch Bowl Brothers in
there. Punch Bowl Brothers.
Check it out now. Doesn't Nog come in a bowl?
It can, yeah, because you scoop out the Nog.
You scoop out some
you?
Nog, put it in your little Christmassy-themed paper cup.
Paper, yeah. Here's a weird thing about Nog. Can you have other Nogs? Because it's eggnog.
Yeah, can you have milk nog?
Can you have, like, no, I was trying to think of, like, other thing, like,
bread
other...
Bread nog?
Huh?
Bread nog?
I don't think you should have bread nog. I don't think you should make a drink that's made out of bread. Okay, Google. Okay, Google.
Ah, my least favorite segment.
Okay, Google. Come on, Google. What the hell, man? Come on, buddy. Okay, Google. Google. Okay, Google, what are you taking me to? Get started. Jack, yes, my email address. Yes, I'm in. I haven't activated on my new phone. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Oh, my God. I'll teach you to recognize my voice. Okay, Google. That's listening for me to say okay, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. I got to do it 3 times for it to activate on my phone. Continue. Now it recognizes my voice. Draw my
You also screamed it, so it's never going to work when you're like, okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
See?
Gotcha, Joel Dusha, you
Hi.
Dick.
I'm your Google assistant.
Shut up. Shut up. No, nope, shut up. Get out. Okay, Google. List the kinds of nog.
I'm your Google assistant.
Hello.
I can help you find what you need and get things done.
If you need help. Just I don't need help.
Has anyone ever hung themselves during a podcast? Because this could be a first one.
How can I help? It's giving me what can you do or nearest coffee shop. I don't need either of those links. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. List the kinds of nog.
Hi, I'm your Google.
I'm just Googling it. List the kinds of nog.
Deer nog.
Deer nog. bloody... Ah, here we go. Any other kinds of nog beside egg? From funadvice.com. No. Not even a bit. You got any facts for Zoe?
I have a couple. Fuck, no. I was looking at my ribbon facts. Damn it.
Just, you probably use them. Whatever.
34 complains, 22 minutes.
try and work that back into knuckles.
All right, so I'm going to be doing my facts on brass knuckles.
Fuck yes.
The most intense of the knuckles.
They are.
So they're always sometimes referred to just as knuckles or knucks.
Oh, knucks is good. And also
the
a thing.
Brass knucks?
Is knucks a thing on a skateboard? They're chucks.
Chucks.
Which are also a kind of shoe. Carry on.
What? They're also known as knuckle busters or knuckle dusters.
I prefer knuckle dusters to knuckle busters because they sound like they're going to bust your knuckles.
Yeah.
You want to dust other people's knuckles.
Yeah, exactly. So they're the everyone knows what a knuckle
buster I mean, I do.
Duster is. Yeah.
So look, if you don't know what it is,
Google it.
Play okay, more Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
So they started in the 18th century.
Yep.
And were used in the Civil War of the United States.
That's real mad that they were a war weapon.
Yeah. I heard that Abraham Lincoln used them.
Probably. He liked punching and wrestling.
And cutting down trees. And four square and a third.
What?
You know, Abraham Lincoln.
Four square and a third.
Four score. What even
four
is it?
Four score and 7 years ago, which is 40 decades.
Yeah.
Or not 40 decades.
47 years.
47 years.
Four score.
Four score.
That's fine.
Yeah. So.
He got shot.
Brass knuckles are illegal in Austria, Belgium, Bosnia, Croatia, Cyprus, Germany, Hungary, Israel, Malaysia, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Spain, Turkey, the UK, Greece, and Singapore.
That's a lot of
Europe.
I'm not sure what part of Europe Malaysia is.
Hey, she's got you there.
Yeah. Or Singapore.
You had nothing. You had nothing there. That was good.
The import of brass knuckles are illegal in Australia unless you have a specific type of permit, which you can only get if you're police or government.
Cool.
So a judge.
Yeah. I'm assuming like you could just be a PM and get...
That's
or an
amazing.
MP, not just our PM, our Prime Minister.
Tony Abbott, knuckle-dusting fools.
Yeah, except in New South Wales, where they're just completely illegal. You can also get them for film permits, but...
That's weird.
You could also just make them. Like,
you could also just hold a roll of pennies in your hand and want your punches to do some real damage.
Yeah. In Brazil, they're legal and freely sold, but they are referred to as soco inglês, which just means English punch.
That's good. Give him the English punch.
So it's kind of like a king hit, I guess.
Yes, bugs. Yeah.
In Canada, they're illegal. They're referred to as the brass monkeys.
Ooh.
But plastic brass knuckles are legal.
I feel plastic like that's going to fucking hurt you a little bit more in a weird way. No, but imagine I got knucks with the points. Then I snap them points and stab you.
Then that's not being punched with not brass knuckles. That's
is a punch stab.
Yeah, it's a stab.
It's like I guess if I just glued knives to my knuckles now, that shouldn't be legal.
Just Edward Scissorhands around.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Wolverine. His bones are made of metal. If he punches you, that's going to hurt. But if he stabs you, that's a different thing.
That's true. Still a crime.
Both crimes.
Different variant crimes.
Yes.
The X-Men should all be in jail. Like you can't just.
That's true. They're weapons. It's true.
No, but even not even as weapons. Just like, you can't do that. They're not the police.
Yeah, you can't fight a guy.
No.
You're not allowed. I'm not allowed to fight a criminal. Now, if I see somebody robbing a bank, if I go and fight him, I might get in trouble.
Yeah.
Especially if I stabbed him in the head.
With claws that came out of your hand.
Yeah, which is why brass knuckles are illegal.
You can only legally fight someone and claim it's self-defense if you don't use more force than they do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's equal or lesser force. Huh. So you just should use enough force to defend yourself to give you a chance to escape.
So what I got to do is I got to go up to someone, give them brass knuckles, be like, punch me.
So if someone starts...
Smack my gob.
If someone starts punching you, you can't just shoot them in the head.
That's silly.
Although...
Because surely if I'm like, I'm a bad puncher, but I'm a good shooter.
And he seems to be a good puncher.
This came up once before, and I claimed something that isn't true because I remembered it not from a fact, but from Face Off or Con Air. I think it was Con Air.
Yeah, what was that?
That like So, like, self-defense comes down to, like, skills as well. Like, so if you're a boxer, your fists are more intense than if a normal civilian was hitting.
It's amazing that we agreed with that, because that sounds real fake.
Zammit was like, that's from Con Air, and I was like, oh.
Damn.
Because, yeah, like, it's like a military-trained dude.
I've seen Con Air.
Good. Zoe hasn't.
No, I haven't.
You don't need to see Con Air.
I'm fine without
seeing it. Have you seen Face Off?
Yeah.
Have you seen a face off?
Yeah, when I worked in the morgue.
That's good.
I'm done with my facts.
Oh, good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Knuckles, I want brass knuckles. Echidna. Oh, no.
What's Knuckles the Echidna?
What?
I'm sorry.
I've never played a Sega. Sonic the Hedgehog's enemy and then friend, Knuckles the Hedgehog.
I had a Sonic Knuckles game the Hedgehog, on the PlayStation 1.
What was it?
What did you do? One where you're on an island and you have to get the mask with the three colored feathers that made you superpowers.
I don't remember that Sonic
game. That doesn't
sound
like a Sonic game.
It was a Sonic because you got to catch rings. No, I'm thinking of Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I was thinking that sounds like Crash Bandicoot and not Sonic. Sonic, he's a little blue hedgehog.
Knuckles is a red echidna.
But he doesn't look anything like an echidna.
No.
Because an echidna is fat.
Yeah.
And spiky. And Knuckles is ripped.
Fucking ripped to shit. He's a muscle.
Compared to those, like, blue hedgehogs that has got super
fucking,
speed.
They're the quickest. Yeah. You can't catch
Tails him. Can fly, has two tails.
Yeah.
It's a fox. Freak.
Huh?
Magic.
I just said nine tails for some reason. Nine tails. Wrong game.
What do you want to tell me about Knuckles?
He's in a movie. Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Also, there's apparently a Sonic the Hedgehog movie coming out in 2018. And apparently they're aiming for a PG-13 rating.
What's going to happen? Sex?
One boob.
One titty. Nah. One hedgehog titty from Amy, who's a fox. Wait.
She's a hedgehog as well.
Okay, one hedgehog titty. I'd like to think that'll be, you know, they've got like the like adult themes or whatever. It's just like PG-13, one hedgehog titty. That's why.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what'll happen. I don't know what they'll do. Like, maybe they'll just make that. They'll probably just like make it like fight scene-y esque sort of like.
What if they make Sonic a man?
Like an adult, like a human?
Yeah. What if they make them all humans and they're just real fast and blue?
Fuck, I'd watch that. A naked blue guy with big sneakers on. He's like, we gotta go fast. Give me a hot dog. You're like, this is a very disturbing movie.
Fuck it. Give it an R rating.
Go fucking balls to the wall or not at all. Man with two tails glued to his, just above his butthole.
Oh. Just like a really intricate butt plug.
Yeah. What about a tail on each cheek?
Yeah. Oh. And he spins them around and flies butt in the air.
That's good.
It's grotesque, but I'm a fan. I'd absolutely watch this unpleasant R-rated. They've all got shoes on, but no clothes.
Some of them wearing gloves, too.
Some of them wearing shoes and gloves. Nude, but shoes and gloves. Has to be the worst combination of clothing and not clothing. Frankly imaginable.
Yeah. Are we going to have like hair like they have, so like down their back, I guess? Yeah. So like Goku's hair when he goes Super Saiyan 4 in Dragon Ball Z, which is an obscure reference for you, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Anyway.
Just for Jackson, though, I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's always on the ball.
What?
I'm joking.
Nobody knows Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, no one
cares. It's obscure, dude.
Sorry. I always forget what's like indie and what's not, and Dragon Ball Z is the most indie hipster thing of all time.
Where Sonic the Hedgehog is an adult man with just shoes and gloves. That's like fucking
mainstream ass.
Blue cock in the air.
Yeah. He runs into a ring, it goes around his dick.
It's going to be flopping.
It's going to be flopping.
Maybe not. It might just be like permanently like up against his waist because he's running real fast.
It's so fast.
He might
fast
get to a speed.
Would you reckon you could run so fast that your dick impales your body? They're like, no.
No, I do not think
G-forces that push it into
you definitely can't run that fast. And also, like, I feel like aeroplane pilots, they break this. People have gone to space and the dick hasn't killed them, so.
Getting the astronauts back and you're like, they're all dead. They're bleeding from their stomachs. What the fuck happened? You take off the spacesuit, you're like,
Oh my god.
They were killed by impalement by their own dicks.
Guys, re-entry. We can't go to space.
Only women.
Only
can go
women
to
can
space.
Go to space, but then their titties break
turn
off
inside
their heart.
Out. Stop their
inside
heart.
Inside out. Stop their heart. Nobody goes to space.
Space is it's the final frontier for a reason. A final frontier that we will never
because
ever
your
ever
bits
breach.
Will kill you if you try to go to space. Frankly, I'd rather have my titty pop inside out and stop my heart than slowly die from a dick impalement in my guts.
So pointy to get to pierce skin.
It's harsh in space. It's not easy for anyone.
Life's tough.
Have had enough.
Go to space, get killed by a dick.
Yep.
I guess.
And on that note, sure. I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Get impaled on a dick.
Yeah, or have your titty pop inside out. Stop your heart.
Gotta go fast.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.